You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 42.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Omnisend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands and marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Google and Facebook. So it's much more than just email marketing. They handle all of your marketing activities across multiple channels, all from within one platform. They have single-click Shopify integration, which also includes email templates and automatic product import from Shopify. Super easy migration from any other email solution that you might be currently using. And right now, Omnisend is offering a 14-day free trial for all of my listeners, which also includes 50% off for the first 3 months. So check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/Omnisend, and use the coupon code Fastlane when you sign up. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up now online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. On today's episode, I'm chatting with Roddy Smith, who is the Senior Growth Specialist from a Shopify app called Spently. And he's going to talk about how Spently allows merchants basically to leverage the default Shopify notification emails kind of as they are, but then they enhance them and they turn these into a much more beautiful kind of on-brand type emails. So it actually turns out to be this another sales channel really to help, you know, for marketing efforts and follow-up sequences and whatnot. So it really is it's a very interesting episode. And I think a lot of people are going to find it eye-opening and how much money's being left on the table, I think, if you're just currently using Shopify as the original notification process that's in place. You'll be really shocked at what can get done now with this solution. So let's jump into the show. So hi, Roddy, welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure to be here chatting with you.
Awesome. I know we took a while for us to sync our calendars. It was a really busy end of the year in 2018, and now we're in the part of the first quarter now of 2019, and just so glad I was able to kind of get you on the show today, because as a side note, I do quite a few app audits of some of the brands that I have access to. And, quite a few times I see Spently in there and I'm just like, oh, what is that? And then I'd learn more about it. I'm like, oh, so this is actually really working. Click through, take a look. I said, okay, I got to get you on the show because I got to get the message out. There's lots of people, thousands of people on Shopify that are using the solution, but there's so much more opportunity. And so I figured if I get you on, let's have a 30-minute chat and talk about what you do. And so...
Absolutely. I would love to chat to you about it. And I think that's half the battle is getting merchants to see this ridiculously ripe, low-hanging fruit that's right in front of their face.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Spently then. So more on a high level first, like kind of what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, very good question. Basically, Spently works with your transactional emails or your store notifications or store emails. There's a few names around them to make them match your site and brand, as well as drive revenue. Sadly, not all emails are created equal, and sadly should not be treated so. Your order confirmation, shipping confirmation, abandoned checkout, account welcome, password reset are opened at a ridiculous rate. And multiple times. And effectively, Spently just allows you to take advantage of this captive audience with your most opened emails that you're currently sending right now and turn it into a sort of hidden sales channel.
Yeah, that's a good word, hidden sales channel. I mean, I think people like that. I mean, because there's two trains of thought here. There is the new customer acquisition, which is the paid or organic reach that you're getting to bring customers to your website. And then there's like, how can I increase the conversion rate or lifetime value of my existing customers? And that's kind of where you're fitting in there, where yes, you somehow got people to your store through paid or organic reach, word of mouth. However, they've purchased something and now there's so much of this post-purchase kind of follow-up. And I think that's kind of where Spently fits into that mix.
Exactly. We're solely focused on once someone has purchased from you, what can we do to get them back to your store and purchase again? You know, cost per acquisition on new shoppers is always high. And there's so many avenues to fill up the top of the funnel, but let's not forget about the people who have already bought from you. Let's, you know, show them a bit of love and get them back into your store.
Yeah, we always say, and I agree with you, that it's significantly more expensive to acquire a new customer than it is to kind of nurture existing. And it really does build a relationship and a brand and lifetime value. And I mean, that's the holy grail of marketing. I mean, yes, you can't have one without the other, obviously. But today we're chatting about kind of what this solution can do for people that, you know, have existing amount of traffic and have existing orders. We're going to pleasantly shock people about the amount of money is being left on the table by not implementing your solution. That's kind of what my goal is to get that education out into the wild so people know that this is available and this works. So let's talk about you first, maybe, and a little bit about the brand, about Spently and stuff, about maybe the journey, you know, I guess your entrepreneurial journey, I guess, and your career journey getting involved with Spently.
I guess backing up a little bit, I'm not going to go too far. Yep. I was raised by wolves in the north of Canada, but we won't go into that. I went to university with grand aspirations of becoming a lawyer. And after 4 years of a double major in history and crime and criminal justice, I realized that I did not want to go back to university nor be a lawyer at all. So I deferred my acceptance to law school and I ran away to Whistler to be a ski bum for a season while I figured out my life decisions. 3 years later, I was still in Whistler and still a ski bum. And I packed up my bags and decided to move to Australia and then lived down under for 5 years and decided it was time to come back to Toronto. And during my time in Whistler and in Australia, I had been working in retail and I had a bit of experience with the e-commerce side of things. And I had moved into sales at that point. And I knew that I wanted to, one, get into tech when I came back to Toronto. And then two, more specifically, e-commerce, because I knew it's not going anywhere. It's only getting bigger. It's only growing. The vast majority of stuff that I buy nowadays is online. And I knew that this was an avenue that I wanted to pursue. So after a few years in the e-commerce space, I initially met Vincent and Nicholas, who are the founders of Spently, at a Shopify conference in San Francisco. And we hit it off. They're great guys. At the time, they were sort of fine-tuning development of Spently. And when they reached out to me a couple years later to help Spently grow, I jumped at the opportunity to focus on Shopify, focus on the Shopify ecosystem, and a product that genuinely helps merchants drive revenue. Absolutely loving the journey so far. You know, we're a smallish, agile company based here in Toronto. We've got a great team. We really pride ourselves on our customer support and our product. And yeah, it's been great so far.
Thanks for sharing that. I think you're right to be in e-commerce right now. I mean, I think the latest kind of financial reports came out through Shopify being a public company. And, you know, they were talking that 800 some thousand merchants now that are on Shopify's platform. And, you know, it's a significant growth. I don't know, 50, 60% over the previous year. And, you know, it just keeps growing, growing, growing. And, you know, even though Amazon still owns half of the market, there still is, you know, Shopify is obviously doubling down on entrepreneurship and just the significant growth and the dominant platform for anybody in entrepreneurship. And, you know, there seems to be a lot of like larger merchants now, you know, in the CPG and large consumer package brands. And just, you know, it's very interesting that the way Shopify is positioning themselves with Shopify Plus for more of the mid to enterprise. And then also on the Shopify, what we call the core platform, there's so many merchants and it's growing exponentially. So it's phenomenal that's kind of the career path you've chosen, because you're right. It's never slowing down. It's just the status quo now. recently, I even bought like a case of wine, my first time actually buying wine on the internet. But it's just like, but that's just the reality. It's just, it's convenient. This is what we like. We're going to buy a case of it. And that's the end of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's, you know, I saw the reports on, you know, a number of stores that are on Shopify. I think it went up like the last report I saw, it was like 600,000. And I think, as you mentioned, it jumped up to 800,000, which is pretty substantial jump.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Spently, how it connects to Shopify, because, you know, there's, you know, thousands of stores that are currently using the solution, but of those ones that don't know about the solution, let's talk about like why these sort of, I guess, these transactional, these kind of post-purchase emails, like why are they so effective?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you just mentioned, you recently just ordered some wine online, correct?
I did. I did indeed, yes.
And when you made that order, did you by chance happen to go look at the order confirmation?
Well, definitely, because to be honest with you, I was curious. It was a local purchase, but I was curious on, first of all, when it was being delivered, number one, and what was the carrier? And I'm concerned about it being alcohol. So I make sure I'm home. I don't want somebody leaving at the door and all that. So I was just overall, I want to say, first of all, did the order go through? I visually saw it on the screen, but mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure I had an email, and I wanted to make sure payment methods and shipping methods and all that, I wanted to make sure that was clear.
Exactly. And that is why Spently is so effective. Everyone looks at their order confirmation. I know when I order something, I check to make sure I got that discount. I used the right card. I got my address right. You know, show my fiance what I've just purchased, or perhaps not show her if it's another pair of basketball shoes that I really don't need.
Right.
And then that's just the order confirmation. Then yeah. We have all the shipping emails, the shipping confirmation. As you mentioned, you want to know who the carrier is. And personally, I have zero patience when I've bought something.
Right.
I want it yesterday. So I check that tracking link far too many times throughout the day. I hope Nicholas and Vincent aren't listening, because they will know what I'm doing when I'm looking at my phone. And then to just continue on from that, when I want to order again, let's say you really enjoyed that bottle of wine, or let's say you want to speed up the checkout process and you go to log in, but you can't remember your password, you're going to trigger that password reset email. And you're going to keep all of those, the order confirmation, shipping confirmation. I mean, I have this folder in my Gmail that I call Costanza, for any Seinfeld fans out there who knows the wallet reference. And basically, I just file them all in there. I don't sign up to newsletters or email blasts or marketing, because I just don't want it cluttering my inbox. So when it does come time for you to repurchase maybe another bottle of that that nice local BC wine, perhaps something from the Okanagan, then you go and find that order confirmation. And once you see that order confirmation, if they've maybe got some nice marketing in there, or maybe a discount code to lure you back in, you know, who are you to say no to go purchasing another nice Pinot?
Totally with you on it. It's great to have this kind of real world case, because it's like, I literally today made that purchase and I'm following up this exact process. And so I'm going to follow along. They're not on Shopify is the first thing. And so they're not using Spently. So, but I'd like to see how that whole flow works. I'm going to think about all those sort of things. Like, what about the reorder? Maybe I'll do a lost password reset. I'll try a couple different things. And I'm going to put my findings. I'm jotting this down right now, because I think it's a really good case study. And once again, that also helps, you know, sell the Spently opportunity, saying, listen, this is what a consumer does. And the engagement and open rates of these highly targeted emails are super important, and what a great opportunity to be able to get in front of your customer again.
Exactly. And that's it right there. You know, you're technically supposed to save your transactional emails for 7 years for statute of limitations and all of that. And I'm not saying that people do that because of the legality of it. I think people are just trained to save receipts. To go back to the Costanza wallet example, you know, he saves everything in there. And people just do that. And we do the exact same thing when it comes to our inbox and our digital wallet, let's call it. You're going to save that order confirmation. And then if you want to find that store again, you're going to go rifling through that digital wallet to find the order confirmation, shipping confirmation, whatever it may be.
So let's talk about, like, I guess the nuts and bolts of Spently. I'm curious, like, overall, like, the concept. You don't like the default, let's say, design templates that are built into Shopify because they are very basic and there's no follow-up sequence. There's nothing. They're just, they're there when they need to be triggered, order notification and shipping reminder, you know, all the kind of stuff. But how does Spently fit into that mix now with your whole solution?
Very good question. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of that Shopify default template. To give you an example, like your order confirmation only has two clickable links in it. It's to view your order or visit the store. So what Spently allows you to do is go through, choose a template. You know, we've partnered up with Out of the Sandbox, Pixnal Union, and we're rolling out a whole bunch of new templates as we go along for all the most popular themes out there. So you can pick a theme that you're already using. And let's be honest, you've spent countless hours obsessing over the look, feel, design of your site, mapping out that brand voice, and you know, really getting it to resonate with your shoppers. And then you send out a default notification. Creates a bit of a disjointed customer journey and experience. So with Spently, let's make sure that it all matches. Pull in all your colors, the font you're using, all those details, you know, add some images, add some user-generated content or social proof images in there, people using your products. And then let's drive revenue off the back of these. I think I've hammered home the point about, you know, the ridiculous open rates we see on these guys. So let's pop some marketing components in there. I was reading an Experian report the other day talking about the value of transactional emails. And by including marketing components in there with like a cross-sell or an upsell, you're 20% more likely to convert into a purchase. So Spently allows you to show some recommended products. If you've got a new line coming out, great way to draw attention to it. They've already bought something from you. They're already interested in your brand. And if they see that new product that really resonates with them, super easy to get that repeat purchase. Let's pop a discount code in there. You know, some brands use them, some brands discount, some don't. If you do discount, Spently automatically taps into Shopify and we populate that discount code in there automatically for you. So you don't have to go into your backend and create all that stuff. The other thing we do that's pretty cool is we pop the shopper's first name in there. So it's it'll say like, you know, Steve ABC123 or whatever. And As vain as it sounds, as soon as we started putting shopper's first name in there, we saw the engagement go through the roof.
This is for the actual coupon code.
Exactly, yeah. At the end of the day, everybody loves the sound of their own name. And if it's a little bit personalized to you, then it's just, you know, again, like that extra push for the repeat purchase. Uh-huh. I mentioned only the two clickable links in there. We've got, you can pop a nav bar in. You can customize these templates however much you want. We have obsessed over our builder for quite a while now, and we're on, you know, several iterations of it. And it's just a really easy drag and drop system to pop all these components in and change them up however you want, whenever you want.
Very cool. Now, how do you know these are working? So that's really the, you know, people say, oh, great, I can add the solution on, but like, is there proof that you've made these modifications that affects the bottom line?
Yeah, absolutely. Analytics. As it stands right now, it's kind of a blind spot in Shopify because you have no idea how these emails are performing. You know, I've mentioned the ridiculous open rates we see. Anywhere from like 60 to 90% open rates on your order and shipping confirmation, even to the account emails as well. And like 60 to 90% open rates is wild in the email marketing world. And if, you know, if you're sending newsletters, you're lucky to see 20% open rates. And I'm not saying don't do newsletters. They're pivotal. Brands have been built on them. All I'm saying is, you know, we've got this low-hanging fruit. And what we can then do is we can get granular and see data pertaining to each notification from unique to total, revenue generated, and what they're clicking on in them. So if you see that, you know, one particular product is getting a whole bunch of traction and people are clicking on it, then, you know, you've got some good business intel there that then you can leverage for maybe your newsletters or maybe Facebook ads or whatever other avenues you're chasing down as well.
I mean, that part I get. So yeah, Shopify, I agree. As far as the analytics tab and knowing the effectiveness of these outbound Shopify generated emails, to know the effectiveness, it's definitely, we're definitely in the dark when it comes to that. It's great that now if Spently is the connection that's having these widgets and having these discount codes and generating these follow-up sequences and things. That's very interesting because now you're able to actually see what is working.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with these emails, at the end of the day, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And it sounds kind of cliche, but ultimately, it's true. You don't know how these emails are performing. And if you don't know how they're performing, then you can't really change anything. So it's just a bit of a blind spot. But in terms of their efficacy, we recently did a case study with Stash Tea. They were able to see a 10% increase in sales from using Spently. And they did a really good job of just leveraging their brand's voice and, you know, putting in the shipping email and be like, hey, Steve down in shipping is currently packaging it right now, getting it ready to send out to you. And it resonates with their shoppers. They also did a really good job of using like the follow-up emails for the post-purchase experience. And what I mean by that is they have a free sample of their loose leaf tea that you can add to any order. And which is great because it's a really good way to introduce your shoppers to, you know, new flavors that they might not have tried. But then they were thinking, how can we use something that we're giving away to leverage into repeat sales? And basically what they did is they created a sort of post-purchase kind of replenishment email to send a couple weeks afterwards saying, you know, hey, Steve, I really hope that you like that Assam or whatever type of tea it is. Here's 10% off your next order that's valid on any of our loose leaf tea collection. And as a result, they saw a huge increase because they're just re-engaging with that shopper who's already bought from them. No need to put up another ad or anything. You've already funneled them into your site through those avenues. Let's get them back into the store.
Right.
I've also seen merchants do excellent jobs. One of the templates that we power is the POS receipt. So if you sell at fairs or marketplaces or pop-ups, or you have a brick and mortar location, let's turn that foot traffic into virtual traffic. You know, you've got the storefront or the physical presence there. How can we loop them back into your store? Hmm. Exactly the same way by, you know, offering on that POS receipt. When you email it out to them, say, you know, you might also like these products. And it's just a really great way to loop them back into the shop.
That sounds really interesting because I had a recent call from a merchant who is opening their second retail location and they're using Shopify POS, and their concern was about their receipts. And when they added an in-store coupon code, that coupon code was being shown on the physical printed receipt, and they wanted to go away. And you know, in talking to, you know, a front end developer, there is ways of going in and modifying with the developer, modifying the POS receipt to either just hide that field. But I guess you're suggesting that there's an email notification that can go out from a POS, or there's also the physical printed one. Does Spently work in both areas?
We only deal with the email one. We don't deal with the physical printed one. But what I always say to merchants is, one, let's be green. Let's be environmentally friendly. You know, the carbon paper that is receipts are printed on isn't recyclable. It also contains BPA and isn't terribly healthy. So make your store green and say, hey, we don't print receipts. What I'm going to do is, you know, grab that email address and then email out a receipt.
That's a really good point. I'm going to make sure I share that with my merchant because, you know, a little bit old school, and they're like, and that's just kind of the way we always used to do it because that's the way the previous POS system did it. But now you do see some more modern retailers now that definitely, I mean, when I shop, they always have, would you like us to email you a copy of your receipt? Or, you know, the other one, you know, do you need a bag today? Because if you can just like kind of take it out the door without a bag, that would be okay too, right?
Exactly. Like I bought a new iPhone a little while ago and, I didn't even get offered a printed receipt. They just, what's your email? And we'll email you the receipt. And the other thing with those carbon printed papers, they don't last very long. If you have a product that has like a 1 year or 2 year warranty, there's no chance that you're going to be able to see what it says on the receipt like a year from now. So it's also in the shopper's best interest to have that digital copy sent, and then they can file it away in their Costanza folder and save it forever.
That's very cool. Do you have any other case studies or things that you can chat about?
The other one that I really like is the guys over at LeatherUp. So they got tired of writing out their own HTML. It's incredibly time consuming for their dev, who could be working on way bigger, more mission critical projects. Let's be honest, HTML is a nightmare. It's an old antiquated code that hasn't really changed all that much since the 90s. And I mean, I'm no dev myself. I can write bits and pieces of HTML, but tabling is just the worst. I've tried in my own dev store to try to get it to write out my own HTML, and I can't do it. So they were able to generate $160,000 in revenue in their first 2 months with Spentley, which is a crazy amount of money. They also quadrupled their customer engagement. And I had a personal email from their dev saying, thank you, because he no longer has to write out his own HTML.
It's all done within Spentley.
Exactly. And it's super easy to make these changes, super easy to update them. Yeah, there's a couple steps that you do need to go through with them. But, you know, it's just a really effective way to, you know, save your dev's time and get him onto projects that are way more important than writing out HTML.
Exactly. High value. So we are nearing the end of the show. You've shared a lot of value. Definitely proven the fact that you got to get rid of the default emails that are being sent by Shopify. And there's ways of enhancing and improving conversion and lifetime value and just overall brand experience. So I think that part you've proven, like the thousands of Shopify store owners that are already using this solution are obviously proof that it works. Do you have any kind of closing comments or anything you want to kind of summarize based on what we chatted about today?
Yeah, absolutely. Firstly, I'd encourage all of you to go log into your Shopify account, click on settings, then in the middle, usually it should say store notifications, and then it'll show all of the notifications that Shopify is automatically sending for you right now. And just either send yourself a test email or hit preview and see what they look like. Does it match your site? Does it match your brand's voice? Arguably, the most importantly, does it drive revenue? I'm willing to bet that you've probably answered no to at least two of those. And as a special treat for all you wonderful listeners out there, I can happily offer a complimentary extended trial of Spentley 2 months on any of our paid plans. This way you can see what kind of revenue we generate without any cost associated to you. And then once you see the results, I know you're going to be as happy as the rest of our couple thousand odd merchants using Spentley right now.
That's very generous. It's awesome. Because I think that's the key. You know, I've had other, you know, app and marketing platform founders and, you know, growth people on the show. And, you know, a lot of people are skeptical at the beginning, but, you know, offering extended trials, it really is an absolute no-brainer to, if you're still doing the default, you can prove it. Here's the ones that are outbound. Try it with your store, get involved with this solution because it's going to make you more money. You know, the ROI is ridiculous because Spentley is very, very, very affordable. So can you share how people can learn more about getting this offer and where they can go?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can pop into the Shopify App Store. You can search for Spentley and we'll show up there with some of our integration partners as well. You can always go to Spentley.com, our website. And then I believe there should also be a link in e-commerce Fastlane podcast here with the extended trial.
Yeah, what I'll do then, I guess, is I'll have ecommercefastlane.com/Spentley, and then that will redirect to, I guess, the promotion landing page that will allow anybody listening today that wants to try it out for 2 months for free. It'll actually prove its ROI to you. So I implore you that if you're still doing basic, please try this. It definitely works. Many Shopify store owners have selected this. Many plus merchants, where the mid to enterprise ones, are also using the solution too. So they vetted it. They know it works. Thanks again. Really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing this opportunity.
No. Thank you, Steve. It's absolutely my pleasure being here. It's been great chatting with you. Really appreciate your time. And as a longtime listener, I'm pretty excited to be on the show today. So thank you so much.
That's my pleasure. All right. Well, have yourself a great day.
Thanks so much. Take care.
This episode was brought to you by OmniSend, makers of sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven Shopify brands that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Facebook and Google, all from one platform. Try OmniSend for free for 14 days. Check them out, ecommercefastlane.com/OmniSend, and use the coupon code FASTLANE when you sign up. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.